Bill, how are you?
Good. Doing good. How about you?
Good. Do you have any particular challenges in packing everything you have up for a couple of weeks, and did it take you a little bit to get settled this week?
Well, you know how it is. It's always longer commute there from the West Coast to the East Coast, but the Broncos have made that one plenty of times, so I'm sure that you're all familiar with that. But, yeah, we're settled. We're moved back in, and ready to have a good week of preparation here this week.
So what's Matt Castle giving you a quarterback? How would you assess his play so far?
I think that he certainly had some good moments, just like every other player plays that I'm sure he'd like to have back, and you know, we'd all like to have another shot at, but you know, that's pro football. So I think that he's done a solid job for us, gotten a little bit better each week, and he's certainly comfortable running our offense. He's been in here for 4 years, and so he's gotten a lot of snaps for us in preseason and training camp this year.
What did you like about him before that draft?
Well, I think he's a talented kid. He's smart, and athletically, he had all the skills that I think he'd like for a quarterback to have. So that's really what we had to go on, that and the workout and not a lot of playing experience, when he played behind Leinart and Carson Palmer.
Did you, in your experience as a drafting guys, did you ever take a guy who had played fewer snaps in college than he did?
Steve Neal's on our team. He didn't play high school or college football, so, we saw Hart out at San Diego. He didn't play college football either, so, it's not unheard of. It's just, it's the circumstance that he was in. We went with, like everybody else did, you evaluate the players based on the circumstances that they perform under, and, you just go from there.
Bill, watching the Broncos, have you noticed that similarities to what you do as far as, they've opened up the passing game more this year as you had great success last year and even playing some 3-4 on defense? Is that flattering?
Well, I think Mike's always, I've always felt like he's, as good as any offensive coach that we go up against and have through the years. I think he's done a great job with his offensive system, utilizing his offensive personnel, and just having a good a good offensive football team. And they've been in empty formations before. I remember when I was with the Jets, we played them in 98, that wasn't anything new. Sometimes they used their 3 receivers and 2 tight ends, no backs in the game. So, I think Mike's always been very innovative and creative to utilize his personnel and create bad matchups for the defense. And, certainly they've done a good job of it this year. They present a lot of problems with, his game planning and formationing and the matchups with the receivers and the tight ends. They do a great job of putting pressure on the defense, and they're moving the ball very effectively and scoring a lot of points. So,
how about the 3-4 defense? You surprised to see that them go with that a little bit this year?
Well, they've mixed that in a little bit, and they've mixed in kind of their like a 3-2 dime where they use a little bit of an odd front there, but. Defensively, they give you some different looks. They bring them up by the line of scrimmage. They back them off, play zone, play different blitz combinations. And I think even though there have been some personnel and coordinator changes there, we've seen that from the Broncos in the past where they used, the 11-up blitz look. And, I can remember back to the Jets where there were times where they only rushed 1 or 2 people and dropped, drop 9 off into coverage. So I think that's, part of Mike's influence offensively, I'm sure, carries over to the defensive side of the ball where they're very creative and try to give you different looks and keep your offense off balance. And they do a good job of that.
Bill, not many teams have had success against you guys. What is it, though, about the Broncos and Mike Shanahan that kind of gives you guys some problems?
Well, like I said, they're a good football team. I mean, that's number one. And, it starts with, with Mike and the coaching and their program and their players. So, you know, they've won a lot of games. They've won championships, and they've beaten a lot of people. And they've certainly had a lot of success against us. And, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for, you know, Mike and the Broncos, always have. And, you know, they're tough. So, you know, we know we're going to have to be at our best. And, you know, it'd be a huge challenge for us. They're a very good football team. And, you know, they've certainly done well against us.
Coach, how much have you been able to reflect on how much you've accomplished, this team has accomplished, this franchise has accomplished this decade? And how proud are you of what you guys have done?
Well, I mean, right now we're not really spending a lot of time doing that. We're spending more time trying to get ready for the Broncos, and that's, you know, that's really a full-time job. You know, I mean, I'm respectful of the history of this league and some of the things we've accomplished, but right now our focus is on Denver. And you know, they're an outstanding team. They do a great job in all three areas of the game: offense, defense, special teams. You know, they're leading the league in several special teams categories. They're right up the top, and you know, we've already talked about them offensively and defensively. And you know, Coach Shanahan. You know how much respect I have for him. So that's really where all our focus is trying to, you know, correct some of our mistakes, improve as a football team, you know, and get ready to play the Denver Broncos.
I know you guys obviously have a reason with Brady's injury, but how frustrating has it been with the way you guys have set the bar? How frustrating is it to get off to just a little bit of a slow start?
Well, I mean, you know, right now I think it doesn't really matter, you know, what happened in the past, one way or the other. You know, our focus is this week on Denver, and that's what we're going to work on. We're going to try to do everything we can to have a good week of preparation and be ready to go Monday night. That's really all we're thinking about. Not what happened last week or last year or next week. We're thinking about Denver Monday night.
Can you talk about the 2 weeks you had with John Lynch in training camp and what that experience was like and maybe how come it didn't quite work out there at the end?
Well, John Lynch is, you know, it's a great football player. I have great respect for everything about John Lynch, his professionalism, his playing style, his production, his performance, his attitude, his leadership, you know, and all that. So, but, you know, in the end, it just didn't work out for both parties. And, you know, right now that's all in the rearview mirror, too. We're moving ahead with our team, and just like Denver's moving ahead with theirs. And, you know, John was with both teams here earlier in the year, but, you know, right now I don't think that's much of a factor in this game.
Well, when you came to camp this year, what was your message to your team after all the stuff you went through with the undefeated season and the Super Bowl and all that? What was your message when you reported?
Well, our message is the same every year. You know, each year is its own year. So you take your team each year and you try to start at as high a point as you can and build from that and get to the highest level you can by the end of the year. And that's the same thing we do every year. So I don't think it ever changes.
Did you ever take a few minutes after last season and reflect on going 16-0 that nobody else had ever done it?
Really, you know, like I said, our focus is on the Denver Broncos this Monday night. And, you know, we can talk about last year and 5 years ago and 10 years ago and all that, but that's not where we're at now. So there'll be another time for that.
When would that time be?
Well, certainly not in the middle of the season when we're playing Denver.
Well, I'll just check it. Do you have any of the injured guys you could update, like Kazer?
Yeah, well, we haven't practiced yet.
Okay.
Coach, how's Terrence Wheatley doing for you?
I'm sorry?
How's Terrence Wheatley doing for you?
Yeah, Terrence has come in, and he's, you know, he's been out on the field, hasn't missed any time, you know, works hard, smart kid. And, you know, he's getting better. You know, it's an adjustment into this league, and he's transitioning through it. So I think he'll be a good player for us in the long run.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
15 then? I'm sorry.
Thank you.